This is TWiT.
Well, folks, it's now time for the Bites, and we're going to dig into some enterprise news here. Now, to start off, we've talked about plenty of ransomware attacks over this past year, but it seems the government feels things need to change. Cheebert?
The bottom line on this story is that a heck of a lot of people are getting really ticked off. And there's a concept within the military. It's called rules of engagement. Basically, during peacetime, we're only allowed to do certain things. During war, we can do other things. Well, the idea behind this is the U.S. Attorney General and various other three-letter agencies have said enough is enough. The plan is they're going to basically change the rules of engagement. And, you know, Chumley, I do agree. Rules of engagement are kind of useless, but what it does do is it allows the Department of Justice to change the way they do things, change the way they prosecute. And it also changes the way we're allowed to work with other countries on putting the touch on the people that are doing this kind of ransomware to our citizens. So anyway, I want to keep this relatively short because, boy, we could probably go on and on and on. But it basically comes down to, what are we going to be allowed to do? Now, this has been a fantasy of mine since I was with the federal government. We were told flat out, we cannot fight back. We have to just pass it over to law enforcement. But law enforcement had a lot of rules tying their hands as well. By saying that this is now counted as terrorism means some of those gloves come off and the rules definitely change. So I know it's been a fantasy of a lot of people, and I got to imagine it's a big fantasy of the C-suite. So, Mr. Curtis, if you bounce this off some of the folks in the C-suite, what do you think they might say?
Well, I think we've already seen what the average C-suite says. In a couple of high-profile cases recently, the C-suite said, we don't care. Pay the ransom. Get us back in business. So the issue really isn't what the C-suite says. It's what we as a larger business community and country want to do about this. Now, recognizing this as a terrorist act changes it completely in terms of the legal response and the practical response. Well, one thing that we've seen already is that companies can get into serious trouble if it's found that the company they pay ransom to has ties to a terrorist organization that's on the Department of Commerce or Department of Homeland Security list. In that case, they can be found to have provided material support to a terrorist organization, and there are massive consequences for something like that. So I think what we're seeing here is the government beginning to step up and basically give companies the cover they need to not pay ransom, to work more closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, and for those agencies to be much more aggressive in going after the ransomware groups. In the same way that we saw the government get back a portion of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline had paid, I think we're going to see many more instances of going after the money that might have been paid and going after the CNC servers themselves to try and take down the criminal networks when the host countries refuse to do so.
And, you know, this kind of comes up during my tenure. Even at the university, we're told flat out, thou shalt not fight back. Report, and that's all you're allowed to do. Makes me kind of wonder what's going to happen, you know. How do we go in and really try and put the touch on these folks that are seeking to do the world damage. I know, Lou, you can't say what Microsoft's doing, but you can state an opinion. What do you think? You think maybe our code could change to perhaps go and do something else? Fantasize a little bit for me.
Yeah, I think that, you know, anytime we deploy services, we're collecting data, we put it in, you know, we put it in data storage. It doesn't matter if it's on-prem or online. Making sure that not only that data is secured, but it's also backed up in an appropriate way. It's, you know, even if it's isolated, right? And I think that there are systems that can be done to detect those types of things, to basically go through those set of checks on your data to make sure that, you know, it can verify, you know, only certain users can access this data, or that the data has been backed up, and what is the version and of the data that is being backed up? How far is it from the reality of the current set of data? And, you know, and things like that. I think there's obviously ways that we can combat ransomware, and it's not just making sure that you know, that your data is secure, but it's also making sure that your data is valid and viable, and it's, you get multiple copies and you, it's secure in some way. And so, yeah, I think obviously there, things will continue to evolve when we build systems, when we develop services, as we move on, to ensure that this type of activity doesn't continue. And I can see that happening in the near future too.
Well, this is going to be something to keep a good eye out, because it's going to be fascinating. Can't wait to see what happens, because I am really sick and tired of this. And it's like, come on. You know, I admit I have been attacked many times. You should see my logs. I've been dying to fight back. And let's hope our friends in the federal government decides they've had enough too. Let's go and do something about it. And I know that the folks that I worked with at Interpol would have loved to have had this law a decade or two ago.